He was gasping for air, clutching at his chest and trying to calm the wild beating of his overexcited heart. The September chill was nipping at Artemy's face and bare hands as soon as he stumbled gracelessly out onto the terrace, away from the noise of it all. He wasn't even sure what sort of celebration it was supposed to be. There were plenty of grand declarations made about the future, about the discoveries that would be made. That, yes, you can drink more of that. If we're going to defeat death, we can surely figure out how to defeat the mighty hangover. He'd gathered that it had started as a smaller, more private celebration, but those had a distinct way of lurching wildly out of control at university. He'd only been walking down the hall of the dormitory when he'd been snatched into the room and a bottle had been pressed into his hand. It didn't matter that he had classes in the morning. He wasn't even sure he belonged here. At home, it had seemed so obvious to everyone that the capital was where he was supposed to really be. Even the most kind-hearted of the kin doubted the potency of his heritage and speculated that there was more of his mother in him than his father. Yet even here, there wasn't a single nose that didn't turn up at the sound of his accent. He'd naively thought he passed well enough for a city man at first glance, but the moment someone learned where it was that he came from, the look in their eyes would change. Suddenly, that gaze would be raking up and down his face, looking for a slant to his eyes or the width of the bridge of his nose, features that designated him as other. But it seemed that at night, he was just another body in a crowded, drunken room. It wasn't at all the sort of crowd he'd imagined when his father had first described university to him. He'd imagined the old Stoics and bearded philosophers of ancient Greece. He'd imagined sunlit columns and an air of polite enlightenment. He hadn't anticipated for it all to be made of concrete instead of marble, and to be choking on the reeking smog of sweat, piss, and alcohol. The very air of the city was stifling. It only seemed to ease when the chill kept the smells from rising far above the earth's pavement shell. And the people. The sound of something crashing indoors was followed by raucous cheering and hooting. Thud, thud, thud. Slowly his heart seemed to calm as he gulped down breath after breath, easing his pace. The tremor of stress didn't want to leave his fingers, so he was gripping the stone railing hard. Dead stone, dead earth. Hell, you didn't actually smoke what Gleb was passing around, did you? The voice cut through the dense cloud of unrelenting thoughts spinning around the shell of his skull, low in timbre, but a perfect cutting capital accent if he'd ever heard one, and Artemy had heard so many now in these past months. He lifted his head from where it hung over the railing and sought out the occupant of the terrace. Staring at him was a dark-haired young man dressed down to his shirt sleeves, with the remnant butt of a smoldering cigarette held between his middle and ring fingers. His thick eyebrows were furrowed in concern, while the right corner of his lips had twitched up in a curious, bemused sort of smile, like he knew exactly what was ailing Artemy. Those eyes of his seemed lively in the face of his misery, though Artemy couldn't make out their color from this distance, but they had a distinct brightness to them. They raked up and down his naked, miserable face. "Oh, I dare say you have," he determined. "You look positively green, old boy." Artemy shook his head, the frozen nerves of his face finally cooperating once more. No, I didn't have any of that," Artemy explained, the furrow in his brow creeping immediately as well into his strangled voice, trying again to trick it into a capital accent. He still sounded unbearably, unquestionably Eastern, and going from the quirk of his companion's eyebrows, that had not gone undetected. "We have stronger stuff where I come from anyway. I just needed to find some fresh air." "Ah, transplant, I should have guessed. From the southeast?" Artemy wanted immediately to crawl into himself and walk away from the conversation, but this man seemed shockingly sober for the sort of crowd the two of them had parted from. Stiff, Artemy straightened. "What gave me away?" he asked, glancing out over the ocean of rooftops beneath the terrace. He couldn't even see where the city ended, just like he couldn't see the stars anymore through the smog above. "Well, for one thing, you're shivering," the young man answered him, indicating his person with his handsome chin. "Locals don't start bundling up quite so soon. You look chilled to the bone, and it's barely even October." That was certainly true. He was out here with sleeves rolled up and shirt undone. The light filtering through the French doors cast him in dramatic shadow, making the sharp lines of his exposed clavicle stand out all the more under the yawning V of his white shirt. He didn't seem particularly put off by his observation of Artemy, however. That quirk of a smile still lifted the right corner of his red mouth, and he lifted a paper carton with a skull on it. Share a smoke before your fingers go blue? He wants me to stay here? It was perplexing, but how could he possibly say no? He had no friends in this place, and this young man was being anything but politely cruel. Prejudice didn't come in the form of slurred insults or fistfights here. It came disguised as friendly concern, which you couldn't punch back at. But the measured and gentle tone of this pleasant voice was enough to make Artemy want to try dropping his guard, just a little. With freezing fingers, he selected a cigarette out of the offered carton and stuck it between his teeth. When he glanced up to ask the man for a light, he might as well have been knocked flat on his back. He'd not felt the heavy weight of judgmental observation settling against his skin, no. Flickering delight was blazing in those eyes in place of patronizing scorn, making his own face prickle with cherry coal heat in the face of it. They're brown, he realized, warm brown. He hadn't had any idea before that eyes so dark could spark into such fervent life. If not for the paper sticking to his lower lip, he'd have lost the cigarette then and there. What could he possibly have done to warrant such a look? He would have rubbed his eyes to ensure he wasn't just seeing things, but a sly, confident smile spread across that handsome face, etching his initial impression into stone truth. His smoking companion was then holding up a beautiful lighter with the black etching of an Ouroboros in the steel, barely discernible under the stubborn little flame. He wasn't extending the flame closer, though, and Artemy realized with a start that he was supposed to lean in. Humiliatingly enough, this felt like there was some grand joke or some secret code he was expected to know, and the stranger knew it intimately. "What's your name, then, Eastern Transplant?" the young man asked when Artemy could taste smoke. It didn't burn or taste hot in the way the stale packets that made it to his hometown always did. To his own surprise, the smoke was smooth and the tobacco almost sweet like fresh cream. Coming to the city meant learning that he'd never had a cigarette that wasn't stale. But being here at the very center of the world, there was a chance to taste the leaves before they lost their herbaceous life. He swallowed and plucked the cigarette from his mouth. "Artemy," he answered, earning raised eyebrows for his honesty. The young man seemed surprised by the response to his own question. Instead of pulling out his own cigarette, he reclaimed the one Artemy had chosen back to take a drag himself. There were plenty in his pack before, though, weren't there? "Artemy, my, my. That's your real name, isn't it?" "Should it not be?" he asked. The other young man was still smiling at him, though, and offering him back the cigarette, still to share. "No, I rather think it should be," he answered, breathing that conclusion like it was the answer to some question he'd been pondering. Some delightful, strange answer. Flustered, Artemy realized that he now had an idea of what that clever mouth might taste like. He'd just been given a small sample. Hell, don't overthink it. "Audentes fortuna juvat. Just for that, you can call me Daniil." Daniil. The name suited him. Western, imperial, handsome. He even spoke Latin. Hell. He was extending a hand for Artemy to clasp, and he knew that he had to take the chance before he made a fool of himself, and squeezed the hand with firm confidence. "Do most students not answer to their given names?" Artemy asked, bold enough to reclaim the cigarette when their hands parted. That earned him a surprised eyebrow quirk and another laugh. What on earth was it that he was failing to grasp here? Surely it was just beneath his nose. "Why don't you tell me more about why you came here?" Daniil asked him instead, switching the subject with practiced grace. "You come from somewhere agricultural, I don't doubt." He instinctually wanted to hesitate, but he answered, "You don't seem to take issue with me coming from the country." Daniil shrugged and plucked back the cigarette. "Great minds are not always born into glory," he remarked. "I find that they often simply have easier access to it. You can get a good deal more done when you don't have to sow crops or bake bread, wouldn't you agree?" It was exactly the sort of thing Artemy had been waiting to hear without consciously realizing it. This stranger, Daniil, spoke it with a sort of confidence like it was simply a well-known fact, and not a recent philosophy held by the minority. It was puzzling. Artemy found himself easing forward to lay his forearms against the balustrade, intrigued. "You speak like you come from such an unconventional place yourself," Artemy suggested, "even if your accent makes me think otherwise. I'm here to study medicine." Another quirk of those eyebrows, and this time a confident smile stole across those lips. A fellow fighter of death, then? Daniil asked, scooting closer to Artemy as naturally as he might have breathed. What is your focus? Surgery, Artemy answered. My father is a provincial doctor. He never had the chance to study, but he wanted it for me. We don't have any others in town. I will inherit the practice after him. It wasn't the entire truth, was it? He didn't dare let the word Menku leave his lips. While Daniil claimed not to judge men for where it was that they came from, Artemy now felt the need to impress him. He wanted to prove to him that there was some grand reason he was picked to come to this enlightened place. The end of the cigarette glowed cherry red as Daniil sucked on it, attention diverted out across the rooftops. And is that what you want? What? It was not a question Artemy had ever found himself asked before. His brow began to furrow when faced with it. The immediate answer on the tip of his tongue was, what else could there be? But the feeling that promptly followed that thought made him again feel like this was some sort of game, and the question Daniil asked warranted either a winning or a losing answer. From the look on your face, I gather that you've never once been posed that question before, have you, old boy? Artemy's cheeks burned, and he turned his own attention deliberately out onto the rooftops. Was he really that predictable? His heart was hammering under the pressure of that gaze. How long would it be before Daniil, too, came to the inevitable, infuriating conclusion that he was no better educated than a dairy cow? It wasn't like he knew nothing, but the way people were here. Don't be embarrassed, dear Artemy, Daniil insisted, seeming to realize that he'd touched a nerve. He slid his elbow across the stone balustrade and nudged Artemy's arm with it as if they were already great friends. Is that not the grand purpose of this place? It's not just books. It's for great minds to find and challenge one another, to collide and debate and create things that no one had ever once had the courage to think or do. Artemy nearly jumped when he felt Daniil's fingers close around his forearm and give it a firm, grounding sort of squeeze. His heart had hammered in his chest so hard that it had made its way surely into his throat, sticking there. He was frozen, looking into eyes so luminous with dreams that they could have taken the place of the missing stars in the sky. Haven't you ever imagined it for yourself? Daniil pressed him. Being a part of something greater than yourself? That isn't actually so strange to me, Artemy answered, unwitting. He hadn't intended to speak about it, and he flushed. Daniil was looking at him so imploringly, though. My people, they see themselves and live as part of a whole body. That net him a single, curiously raised brow, and he immediately regretted speaking of it. So how do they take to nonconformists? Daniil asked. That was enough to give Artemy pause, and he knew the answer to that would be even enough to make a man as strange as his smoking companion withdraw. He metaphorically bit his tongue and held back the full answer. They are no longer considered part of the whole. Daniil lifted his chin thoughtfully, and he took another drag on the cigarette before exhaling the smoke out his nose. He squeezed Artemy's arm one more time before withdrawing his hand and leaning both forearms on the stone rail, looking out over the sea of slatted roofs. A place like that, I'm sure you're missing it terribly. The sarcasm was not lost on Artemy, and the guilt knotted high in his gut. But it wasn't because of Daniil's disregard for his people. It was because he found himself shamefully agreeing. He'd not been prepared for solitary life in this place and how agonizingly lonely it could be. There had always been someone near who knew him. Here, he was no one at all. His father had never told him what being singular was like, and every day spent here made him think the old man didn't comprehend it at all. Home isn't all so bad, he murmured, a half-hearted admission. I do miss the stars. Sometimes the smoke here is so thick I feel like I can't breathe. I didn't like the smog either at first, Daniil admitted, extinguishing the pathetic nub that was left of the cigarette they were sharing, before unhesitatingly lighting up a new one and passing it right back to Artemy, prolonging their conversation further. Was he reading too much into that little detail, that this conversation hadn't ended just yet? Daniil wasn't looking at him as he spoke, so Artemy let his eyes roam over the handsome profile of his face, quickly though, in case he was going to be spotted. The smog comes from innovation, from creation. Daniil was pointing now at the spire chimneys that broke up the horizon of the northeast, illustrating his point there and then. Mankind harnesses fire and creates food, creates metalwork, prolongs and improves quality of life, That smog isn't just the smell of smoke, Artemy. It's the smell of the future, of progress. Just a few years ago, a mere Jewish American inventor figured out how to harness and capture sound for us to take and replay over and over on a disc. Dying languages can be preserved. Beautiful symphonies can be enjoyed in centuries to come, even after they've fallen out of style and no one remembers how to play them. Daniil was so gloriously, blazingly alive when he spoke with such passion, shaking as if his slight frame could barely contain the effulgent light within. When he turned his attention from the horizon and sought Artemy's eyes, he nearly forgot he wasn't supposed to be staring in the first place. If a poor Jewish American can make sound immortal, then what will be next? He asked. Will we extend the average human lifespan another 100 years? Will we at last conquer death? Will we discover what waits at the bottom of the ocean, or touch the surface of the moon with our bare hands? What will you, the son of a provincial doctor from the Eastern Steppe, do, Artemy? Daniil's ambition and optimism about what mankind was capable of was so achingly radiant that Artemy had the insane hope that that magnetism could be contagious. Under that fervent, imploring gaze, his heart thundered. With every limit that we remove, we stride forward, Artemy, Daniil whispered, leaning back from the edge of the terrace, holding himself in place only with a single hand hooked over the cold stone. Libertas profundit omnia luce, he insisted, impassioned Latin again, so much closer to Artemy. Freedom will flood all things with light. What will you do with your freedom, Artemy? What is it that you want? When he was looked at like that, Artemy had the insane fantasy that if he could just reach out and touch Daniil, he could be a part of that bright, beautiful new world of realized golden dreams. That smile had been nothing but beckoning, inviting him to create this incredible, impossible future. He opened his mouth to attempt an answer, but Daniil was already speaking. You want to kiss me, don't you? Artemy's face caught fire quicker than if it had been bathed in kerosene. The objection was stilted and shocked. Somehow this capital student had divined what Artemy was thinking from just a look. With that discerning spark in his deep brown eyes and the confident smirk on his lips, he'd seen right through it all. He'd read him as easily as if Artemy were nothing more complicated than newsprint. Daniil took another drag on the shared cigarette, drawing attention once more to his smirking mouth. You desire a brave new world as much as I do, don't you? Daniil spoke, instead of giving him space to object, as if he'd even anticipated that gut-punch fear reaction. So versed was he in this insane city game that he didn't doubt himself when he took Artemy by the chin and pulled him immediately close. So what's stopping you? There's no place for your step's skepticism here. There's no place for those stifling traditions or your father's will. Only your will matters here. You crave. No. A pause as he raked his hungry gaze over Artemy's naked features. You ache for something else, for something greater. If you will it, how can such a choice be wrong? Artemy grew dizzy at the proximity and the urgency of the pressing interrogation. His heartbeat was suddenly roaring in his ears, and his blood was already rushing south, fueled by a feeling that towed the line between fear and burning want. He felt like a matchstick struck. He opened his mouth to perhaps object or perhaps confirm, but before the beginning of a vocalization could leave his throat, Daniil, devil that he was in all his intelligent, enlightened glory, had kissed him. He knew he'd snared him, and he'd slipped in his tongue with the intention of tasting. The fever and pitch of Artemy's hot blood rushing to his cock was only emphasized by those clever, bare fingers hooking suddenly into the waistband of his trousers as he was tugged hopelessly and effortlessly closer, flush against Daniil's yearning body. It happened so quickly, so very suddenly, that he almost had no clear recollection of how they went from that intimately close conversation to this. All he recognized in that moment was that this was finally, quite suddenly, happening. He was embarrassingly hard at just the first touch, and he could feel Daniil's cocky, self-assured smile against his wet mouth. Welcome to the revolution, sweet Artemy, Daniil teased in a whisper, before his teeth closed around one of Artemy's vulnerable earlobes. His toes curled in his boots, and an inelegant, unpracticed sound jumped from his open throat. Daniil hummed with a sort of satisfaction Artemy had never been privileged to hear before. But he knew that he was being unquestionably appraised and enjoyed in the way a man was not supposed to be. It didn't escape Artemy that anyone inside could turn and see and become judging witness to this. The reminder only made his overeager body wake and light up. He was dazed, he was unbalanced, there was a hand cupping him quite suddenly and fiercely through his woolen trousers. It was enough to make him want to jump back and away, the sensation rushing straight up to his heart and directly back down as he throbbed. He'd never, no one else had ever. Even if it was an unfamiliar feeling, his prick seemed to know exactly what was happening, rising to the occasion in record time, like it had been waiting impatiently all these years for this. Eager, aren't we? Daniil teased him, sliding his practiced hand all the way down to take him by the balls and pull enough to give Artemy no choice but to follow him away from the open balcony and to the alcove just behind one of the French doors. Like you've never even been touched before. It's another stilted, unfinished answer, cut off by the feeling of an alien pair of hands undoing the buttons of his trousers. Artemy's own hands were uselessly pressed against the wall Daniil parked him against. Where the hell were they even supposed to be placed? What if he reached to touch and return and it was... What if that was the moment this insane, brilliant man stopped and laughed to tell him that he was testing him this entire time? He could feel the smear of expended precum against his sensitive cockhead. Blood burned at the high points of his cheeks, but Daniil was kneeling directly in front of him. He was looking up at Artemy with that delighted, near-mocking expression, the fierce spark in his eyes unrelenting. He quirked an eyebrow before offering in the end of the nearly finished cigarette. Artemy could only dumbly stare before he realized that he was supposed to take it. Daniil laughed at his hesitation, but it seemed less like it was laughter at his expense, and more like he was delighted by his nerves. "Why don't you finish that off?" he suggested. "Try to steady yourself." "Try to?" It wasn't until Artemy felt the shock of a bare hand on his aching, overexcited prick that he realized this really isn't some practical joke. He's intending to... Oh no. The cigarette fumbled out of his fingers and hit the ground when his turgid, overeager member was drawn out into the open air. Oh. All that left Daniil's lips was that little note of satisfaction as he finally caught his eye full. Artemy wanted to cover his eyes and just let himself spontaneously combust. Worse yet were the words that came after. "Oh, you're a big boy, aren't you? Definitively from the East. You're not even cut. Oh, you're just magnificent." Daniil's wild, penetrating eyes were fixed on the pearlescent drop of precum dribbling from the rosy tip, watching it dribble from cockhead down, and before it could get too far, he leaned in and swiped his tongue to catch it, licking it up and... The half-formed syllables of a too-late warning stuck at the back of Artemy's glottis, strangled by obscenities as his trembling member enthusiastically spurted cum like one of the night's celebratory champagne bottles. He tried to jerk his hips back and grab his cock and squeeze to stop it from painting the stranger's face. He wasn't successful. Thick streaks of spend striped across the right side of Daniil's surprised face. Hell, it had even gotten up into the rightmost sideburn, stark and shining white against Raven. Artemy slammed his eyes shut, groaning as the molten humiliation of it all washed over him. He was left in the wake of it all, cupping his throbbing spent dick as if hiding it would change the fact that he'd just come fast enough to put a damn rabbit to shame. Artemy? Fuck. His heart was thundering in his ears, so he didn't know how many times Daniil called for his attention. He inhaled deep and tried to summon the courage to look him in the eyes. A heartbeat passed. Two beats. Three. He managed at last to pry his eyes open and was greeted by the sight of a heavy, ruddy flush on Daniil's face. He'd reached upwards in slow fascination to his own cheek and swiped at the spilled seed with his bare thumb, leaving a shining smear against his skin. Daniil looked at the semen gathered there for a moment, and it wasn't like he was looking at the manifestation of some poor step-bumpkin's humiliation. No. Rather more like he was seeing the answer to some grand, incredible puzzle that had haunted him for the better part of the night. Brown eyes flicked back up to Artemy's face, staring into rather than at. The scrutiny stole the breath clean out of his lungs, and Daniil, compelled by some insane, lustful thought, pushed that gathered mess into the corner of his own ruddy lips to taste. "This isn't just your first time with a man, is it, Artemy?" Daniil asked, looking and sounding not breathless but insanely enough enrapt. "You're a virgin, aren't you?" Artemy burned but nodded, The action elicited a belly-deep shiver out of Daniil. Those eyes fluttered shut, like he was drinking in every possible sensory detail of this moment. His hands came to hold Artemy's hips in place, as if to keep him from bolting after such a thing. When that moment passed, and Daniil opened his eyes once again, there was such a playful ferocity to his gaze that even a man as inexperienced as Artemy knew he liked learning that. "Like I can send you on your merry way now," Daniil breathed, and one hand was slipped back to cup one of Artemy's buttocks and squeeze. "Oh, I'm going to absolutely ruin you." Hell. Artemy didn't know what he'd stumbled into when he initially accepted that cigarette, but now, oh, now he knew. That was why Daniil had been smirking the whole time. That was why he'd been so friendly and easy with his physical contact. He'd singled Artemy out because he wanted him. And Artemy? He wanted in turn. He wanted so much that he barely had to be tempted. Had it been all too easy? Do you promise? Speaking up was worth it to see that surprise spread across Daniil's fine features, and he was surging to his feet to kiss Artemy again. It took Artemy a stuttered moment to realize he was being tugged by the collar downwards because the other man was shorter than he was. As if such a fact was stopping him from seizing what it was that he wanted, Daniil just reached and tugged, and Artemy unraveled for him. "Follow me." Daniil tucked him back into his trousers, but didn't fasten them when he took him by the arm to pull him back inside. It would be obvious to anyone with eyes that he'd been recently debauched, wouldn't it? Artemy could hear conversation and laughter and someone somewhere retching. "Daniil, hey, Daniil! Ah, Daniil! Daniil, our fearless leader, here's to you." His smoking companion belonged to this group of revelers. Hands squeezed shoulders, cups were lifted, and in reply to it all, Daniil grinned and laughed and didn't even think about distancing himself from Artemy, even if what they'd just been doing might have been obvious. To Daniil, it didn't matter. "He'll fly towards the sun just to mock it. The thought of plummeting to the earth is just a thrill to him." He slammed his eyes shut and focused on guiding fingers locked still around his wrist. His heart hadn't slowed in the slightest, now thrumming with the thought of, this is happening, this really is about to happen. Pulled into a dorm room bathed in darkness, only two hallways away from the main room, all he heard after the latch of the door closing was a brief swear and the sound of a pile of books hitting the ground. "Boots," Daniil instructed through his teeth, clearly groping around for what Artemy hoped was a lamp. He ducked down to pick at the laces of his own boots quickly, and by the time he was able to free his feet, soft orange light filled the room. He was suddenly all but shoved onto the bed with its side crammed up against the wall. Artemy grunted and turned himself quickly onto his back, looking up at the offending party. Daniil was appraising him again with that playfully dark gaze. The single oil lantern on the desk cast his face in dramatic shadow, but there was a smirk there again when those deft fingers rose to undo the ivory buttons of his own thin white shirt. Oh. Daniil started at the bottom of the deep, yawning V and opened his shirt bit by bit, revealing a lean chest covered with a spattering of sleek black chest hair. The shirt fell to the ground, and Artemy drank him in, clinging to the unmade bedspread hard enough to make his knuckles go white. He was so unbearably handsome, cast in that soft orange glow. There was a burning darkness to those deep brown eyes now, and the way he tilted his head to the side struck Artemy as nearly serpentine. He was looking at Artemy the way he might imagine a rat snake looked at a mouse before taking him down his gullet to sate long-neglected hunger. Elegant long fingers rested against that bare chest and drew lines up and down. They didn't immediately follow a direct path, nothing that Artemy's fingers twitched to correct and know. It ended up bisecting his torso neatly, and the tips of those fingers ended right at the thatch of black hair peeking out from his waistband. He was hard. The unquestionable outline of his cock was pushing up in objection against the black, confining trousers that held it in place. How long would he have to be condemned to simply staring? How long would Daniil keep him pinned with just words and a look? The tips of his fingers itched, and his mouth even started to water. He made to rise and reached outwards, fingers extended in grasping claw to try and touch another man's chest hair, but his wrist was caught, squeezed, and held in suspension between the two of them. "Patience, Artyoma," Daniil chided him, the smirk morphing into a grin worthy of the devil himself. The diminutive made his heart stutter, stop, start again. That's a hell of a stare you have. I promise you'll get to touch me as much as your impatient hands desire, but you've got to earn it first. Earn it? You heard me. How am I supposed to earn it without touching you? Artemy asked, nostrils flared in indignation, but Daniil merely laughed. I'm sure you'll figure something out. After a heated moment of extended eye contact, Artemy humored him. He jerked his hand back out of Daniil's grip and returned it to the bedspread, just as requested. It earned him a smile, but Daniil turned his hand and beckoned Artemy over with two twitches of his index finger. First it was sit, then it was lay down, then it was stand. Would he make him bark like a dog next? With a catching inhale, Artemy rose to his feet. Daniil wasted no time in stepping right into Artemy's space, and he slipped hands under the suspenders to slide them right off of his broad shoulders. They fell to hang limp from the waistband of his woolen trousers, and Daniil smiled at the sight as if satisfied. Deft fingers undid the buttons of Artemy's shirt, and he heard a chuckle when Daniil saw the pale flannel of long underwear peeking out as the underlayer. You must just be absolutely frigid here, Daniil observed, taking a moment to cup Artemy's chest beneath his shirt, thumb finding the rounded pearl of a stubbornly hard nipple even through the thick underlayer, feeling him up almost like there were actual breasts there for him to play with. I should keep you, use you to tell the temperature outside. Stop, Artemy muttered, a scowl on his face. You're having too much fun teasing me. Daniil laughed, and he unbuttoned the underlayer so he could tug it and his shirt down his arms. You caught me, but you turned the most enticing shade of red. I can hardly help it, Artemy. And I have a very solid hypothesis that you like it. Determined fingers cupped his rallying cock. I want to hear everything, Daniil breathed against Artemy's neck, running an eager hand down the bare plane of his chest and back up again. Something sparked there in his eyes when his fingers ran through barely grown chest hair, like he was savoring it, before he pushed him to lay completely on his back. Artemy hit the bed with a grunt before Daniil was on him again. He had no time to get cold. Every moan. Daniil laid a wet, sucking kiss against Artemy's neck and earned a hitching breath for his efforts. Every curse, even your pretty step language, Artemy, I want to hear it all. For a horrible moment, nothing came out of his throat at all. It was all stuck there, caught in constricting vice, until Daniil brought his mouth down his chest and took a nipple between his teeth and tugged. Something close to pain, but far better, jumped from the spot straight down to his waking cock. The yelp that left him was undignified, but Daniil's free hand closed around his hip in a squeeze, and he understood that, yes, this was exactly what Daniil wanted to hear. He was unraveling him all for the sheer novelty of it. Sensitive? Daniil asked, and the delight on the edge of his voice told Artemy that he already knew the answer, but just wanted the pleasure of hearing Artemy admit to it. Stop playing with me, Artemy insisted again, face flushed. He attempted to push himself half upright, but Daniil was looking up at him with a playfully quirked eyebrow and lips obscenely ruddy from his diligent explorations. He reached up and gave both nipples sudden small twists, and Artemy's eyes slammed shut. It didn't stop the humiliating groan from surfacing. Apologies, but I fear I must, Daniil declared, entirely shameless as he shucked woolen pants and rolled down long underwear down Artemy's legs, leaving him entirely naked at last. No one ever has. Seems a shame, doesn't it? Pulling bared thighs apart left nothing to hide, and Daniil drank in the sight of him with brazen eagerness, taking his time. That red lower lip was being worried between his teeth, and a rosy flush touched the high points of his cheeks. Oh, hell, Daniil breathed and shook his head. Oh, I can't believe you were hiding all of this under all those damn layers. Artemy couldn't help but fidget under the scrutiny and tried to meet his eye. I thought I was supposed to earn all this, he asserted. Oh, you are, Daniil laughed, refocusing. He laid both hands on Artemy's knees and spread them further apart to take his place between them. He looked so natural and confident there, bracketed by his thighs. He hadn't thought he'd find someone with these same proclivities. And yet, here Daniil was. This is you earning it. Just let me. Fingers trailed up and down long, lightly haired thighs and left furious tingles in their wake. I imagine there are many things that never occurred to you in your little tribal hometown. I am determined to have you leave this a thoroughly enlightened man, Artemie. Let me elucidate, hmm? And with that being his only warning, Artemie felt his scrotum being lifted, and Daniil had ducked down so he could press lips at the sensitive crease where ass met thigh. Wait, what? Surely he wasn't about to. Artemie tensed and turned red from the roots of his hair to the bottom of his chest. It wasn't just a kiss, either. The definitively wet feeling of a tongue swiping from outwards in, going right for his asshole. The wet, hot sensation of prodding meant that this was not a mistake, and it sent instant alarm bells off in his head. What are you... are you insane? That's... Daniil's fingers seemed to tighten into warning claws against the flesh of his legs, emphasizing that he very much knew where he was. But that tongue still didn't relent. It delved ever forward, lapping flat against the tight pucker of his ass, sometimes flickering to prod against it. He wasn't stopping. Artemie was horrified that he would find something there that he did not care for the taste of. But each tense moment passed, and Daniil did nothing of the sort. He only kept flickering that tongue there against that spot over and over and over. The tension eased from his contracting abdomen, shoulders, and back. The sensation of Daniil's determined, clever tongue was a fucking balm. The madman was determined to keep lapping and pressing, and each hot swipe demanded his body's utmost attention. He opened his jaw wider and consumed as if he were truly feasting, like this was an unquestionable delight to partake in. His own cock was standing at full mast again, as if it hadn't exhausted itself by throwing itself into a full-blown fireworks show minutes prior. Unmistakable pleasure sparked at the base of Artemie's spine, making him sink boneless back into the mattress. The husky, woodsy scent of some strange cologne was there in every shaky inhale, and Artemie realized he was completely enveloped by the smell of what had to be Daniil's aftershave. This was his bed, after all, and it was like Daniil had crawled into his very lungs and was dismantling him there, too. Between that and his fucking tongue, Artemie was helpless to do anything but pathetically moan and whimper. Mad genius, Artemie thought as Daniil curled fingers around his thigh and pushed it up and back. Artemie willingly took it to hold, folding himself half backwards to open himself more to that incredible, divine tongue that now delved inwards. If it stopped, oh fuck, he didn't know what he was going to do if it just suddenly stopped. Daniil didn't stop. That tensile, slick muscle was flickered and fucked in and out of him until Artemie gave up entirely on trying to worry about how much time had passed. He'd been rendered like tallow in a cast-iron pot, and time didn't fucking matter anymore. The only thing that mattered was the wet press of that relentless, wriggling tongue to his sensitive rim. Only when he became aware of pre-cum smearing against his belly where it was dribbling like an obscene little stream did Daniil relent. The proud bastard was wiping his mouth against the back of his wrist and looking like he'd just helped Artemie see God. Artemie released his own thigh and pressed the heels of his hands into his eyes to avoid that look while the embarrassment roiled and burned through him. "Now is that so terrible?" Daniil asked him, trailing the tip of a finger down Artemie's shivering stomach to dip it in the little accumulated puddle of everything his overexcited cock was leaking out. Of course he wanted to hear his roaring success vocalized. You've never imagined that, have you? What put that harebrained idea in your head? Artemie demanded to know, uncovering his eyes. That was more of a who, an insane architecture student and his twin after a night of heavy drinking. Daniil had wrapped his warm fingers around Artemie's cock and started to lazily stroke him as he spoke, like it was nothing more troubling than stirring a cup of coffee. It was maddening. Artemie squirmed. And I thought I was open-minded until that night. I was just as shocked as you when it happened to me. They lived for breaking down barriers, laws, expectations. Did they give you the same impassioned speech about gramophones? That smart comment quickly earned him a pinched nipple. Artemie yelped and swatted the hand away, only for both his wrists to be pinned up above his head as Daniil raked his ravenous eyes up and down Artemie's unobstructed body. He wasn't finished with him. The other man was still unfairly wearing his own pants, but the outline of his stiff cock was more than promising. He wanted to see, and Daniil promised him he'd earn that glimpse. Hopefully, even the chance to touch. He tested that grip on his wrists, wiggling his arms, only for the pressure to tighten. "Hell, just look at you like that," Daniil exhaled, shaking his head almost in disbelief. "So fucking eager. If I could arrange a photograph of that glare of yours." It was enough to warrant a violent blush. Artemy had been so preoccupied with seeming different to everyone around him that he'd never imagined someone would be breathless, hungry, or hard just at the sight of him. But there was no mistaking that darkness in Daniil's eyes. "When do I get to touch you?" Artemy asked, an excited little tremor clinging to the edge of his voice. "How do I earn that?" That won him a pleased smile, and Daniil dipped his head enough to kiss alongside Artemy's jaw. He teased close to his mouth, but didn't catch Artemy's lips in another kiss. They seemed to tingle in anticipation of it, though, and he realized he really did want to kiss him again. "Let me introduce you to another revolutionary concept," Daniil decided, whispering the words against Artemy's skin. "And when you reach a thorough understanding of its basic principles, you can touch me all you want. But for now..." Daniil kept one hand solidly around Artemy's wrists, but teased the fingertips of his free hand down the line of Artemy's bare arm. The faint touch was ticklish, and the burning fury of those tingles manifested in another little bead of precum pushing itself out of his cock, and a shaky, unintentional moan. Delight sparked in Daniil's eyes at the sound of it, and he brought two fingertips to Artemy's lips. He took a moment to push his kiss-swollen bottom lip back and forth in a sort of curious fascination, before he pushed those digits into the open seam of Artemy's mouth, resting against the body of his tongue. "Suck," Daniil commanded, a dark flush coloring the tops of his cheeks. Artemy thought again to the sight of Daniil kneeling in front of him on the terrace and taking out Artemy's cock to draw it there between his lips, before the poor overexcited thing had gone and expressed itself all over his face. He thought of how Daniil had gathered the mess and sucked it off his own fingers, and wondered if in that moment he'd looked the way Daniil looked now. Artemy closed his lips around those fingers and held them delicately between his teeth. He ran his tongue up between them, working and wetting them, pushing them further in and sometimes pulling back just to suck them back down. Daniil's eyes had gone from clear to outright hazy, and his handsome mouth inadvertently opened. "Oh. Oh?" That little syllable was better than a damn trophy. Artemy's heart soared up in triumph. Were those deft fingers of his sensitive? He bobbed his head and sucked in his cheeks just to find out, and when he earned himself another belly-deep shiver from Daniil, he realized he was right after all. He scraped his teeth against the sides of his index finger, but Daniil seemed to come back to himself after a moment and drew his slick, shiny fingers back out. "Oh, you're a clever one, aren't you?" Daniil breathed, shaking his head again. "You picked up on that, oh, so quickly." "Not a very revolutionary concept," Artemy answered, trying to lean up and recapture those fingers, only for Daniil to pull them further away. The blush still burned, however, and Artemy counted that as a victory. "That was just preparation," Daniil explained. "Now you're going to want very much to relax, my delightful catch." That hand was returned between his thighs, and for the second time that night, Artemy felt something pressing against the rim of his anus. "Breathe for me." Daniil's voice was level and steady, and his free hand laid at Artemy's left hip, scooting closer to his cock but not yet touching. "Deep breath, let me in." "Oh, he's going to fuck me. He's got my legs spread and he's been toying with me like a whore. He knew he was going to get away with this the moment I accepted that cigarette. Wasn't he supposed to do this bit? Be the one coaxing open stubborn flesh and tempted into letting in a foreign body? Instead, he was here being opened and taken. It tingled with all the promise of a sort of heresy, didn't it? Not just simple perversion, but a revolutionary concept. He let out a shuddering breath, and both of Daniil's fingers curled inside, pushing past nervous muscles to find their place within. "Oh, that's it," Daniil encouraged him, the excited tremor returning to his voice. Oh, just let me in. Just take it, you gorgeous thing." He began to work those fingers in and out in a slow, nearly gentle pace, and when Artemy let his head loll to the side, the cotton of the pillow was refreshingly cool against his hot face. He closed his eyes a moment and just focused on it, tried to get used to the feeling of something pulling naturally out but pushing stubbornly back in on return. I am being anything but what I was meant to be in this moment, Artemy thought, and a moan pushed out his nose when Daniil eased on the depth his fingers explored. Was that why something so perverse was so thrilling? Rebellion? You're laying stiff as a corpse. Words were hummed against his abdomen when Daniil pressed his mouth to it. Let me ease you into it. The smooth thrusting stopped, but Artemy could feel a pressing, palpating finger and then warmth, like the feeling that coiled in the very root of himself when he was getting closer to coming on his own, with furtive hand working at hard prick. Prostate, his mind supplied, when he realized that Daniil was steadily, patiently massaging the gland. Just like when he'd been subjected to the onslaught of a trained and talented tongue, he was being melted down to a breathy, boneless puddle. Did Daniil make a habit of doing this to his bed partners? Did he like stealing the words from their objecting lips and seizing them to prove indisputably that he knew best? Surely enough, when he cracked open his eyes again to look back up at the other man, Daniil's gaze was sharp and bright, and the corners of his lips were pulled into a smile. He has dimples, Artemy blearily, insanely observed as a pleasurable shiver broke a moan in his chest. Okay, Daniil instructed, jerking his chin in the direction of the only bedside table, covered in burnt-out candle stubs, spare matches, another carton of cigarettes, an ashtray, and a tin cup. In that top drawer. Grab the tin in there. Yes, that one. Give it here now. A quick grope around the drawer eventually yielded a medium-sized, rounded, green and yellow tin labeled Vaseline, white petroleum jelly. Digits were withdrawn for a moment, only for Daniil to scoop the lubricant onto his fingers before he was smearing it against that opened pucker. Fingers slid home with far more ease than mere saliva had allowed, and Daniil picked up right where he'd stopped, stoking him from the inside out. I'd taste you again if I didn't think it would ruin you all over once more, Daniil teased, one eyebrow raised as Artemy's hips trembled under the attention. I want to savor you this time. Is it not enough? Artemy managed to ask, face hot and pink. Haven't I earned it? Earned what? The spark in Daniil's eyes implied that he knew exactly what Artemy was asking for. Did he want to hear it out loud? Want to hear it begged for? Artemy swore once more under his breath, the word kin instead of Russian, and Daniil's lips twitched up in a flicker of a smile, a crack in composure. I want to see you, Artemy insisted, pushing himself up on his elbow and catching the wrist of Daniil's busied hand. Enough of this, enough playing with me, let me see your cock. The full smile returned, and Daniil nodded slowly. He knew how handsome he was and knew what he could get away with because of it, didn't he? Since you asked so prettily. He stroked Artemy's insides one more time just to be cocky, and Artemy pulled Daniil's fingers out himself, missing the loss but getting more to the point. Now! Daniil laughed, but he rose to his feet, facing the bed. Fingers Artemy had come to appreciate in the past minutes went to the buttonfly and popped each one open one by one. The loosened fabric dropped down to the floor. Artemy swallowed. It was no wonder Daniil had the confidence he did. A decently sized cock stood at attention for Artemy, jutting proudly from a pubis clothed in straight, dark hair. To his own surprise, the head was reddened and exposed with no foreskin to cover it. There was nothing to hide the curve of the head, nor the moisture beating at the tip of it. Huh, Mazel Tov. Well? Artemy's attention snapped back up to Daniil's face, but there wasn't impatience waiting for him there. More playful question. Your mouth's fallen open. You should close that before someone sticks something inside. But you've got other plans, Artemy answered, eyes flicking to the tin of Vaseline once more and back. I do, Daniil admitted, raking his gaze shamelessly down Artemy's body once again. Oh, I do. Tough, Artemy replied, face heaving with the rush of trying to wrestle for that control. It's my turn. You're just going to have to wait. That earned him another quirked eyebrow and an incredulous morph of expressions playing across Daniil's face that largely still seemed pleased. Before that clever mouth could be opened again for a no-doubt intelligent retort, Artemy moved. He grasped the closest arm and yanked Daniil into his own bed, wasting no time in clambering on top of him to pin him with his own weight. A satisfyingly dark shade of pink bloomed under Daniil's skin in response to that treatment, and he bit his lip. Like it was the most natural thing in the world, he let his arms splay up to rest in a half-halo around his head, opening himself up in animal-like submission. The look in his eyes seemed to ask, "Well, what now? What will you do now that I'm under your hands?" The answer seemed obvious. He would use them. The itching in his fingers was finally satisfied as he settled them around Daniil's middle, squeezing once before sliding them up his ribs to his chest. The short black chest hairs slid through the gaps of his fingers, tickling him with rich sensation. When he flicked a nipple under the pad of his thumb, there was no satisfying noise to be won from it. The smirk on Daniil's face indicated that they weren't nearly sensitive as his own. No wonder he'd been so enamored with himself for finding it. Artemy bent to kiss that smirk away. Daniil had caught him off guard before, slipping himself right inside and luring him with eager, confident tongue. This time, Artemy took his chance to kiss that mocking mouth and lick it open, heart thundering with the thrill of seizing this. There was a darkly musky taste to that kiss now, as Daniil had been dangling the chance to take control in front of Artemy for so long that he'd nearly forgotten where his mouth had been busied earlier. Perverse thrill shot through him instead of disgust. He could feel the firm length of Daniil behind him, resting against the cleft of his bare ass. It was waiting there for him to touch, to come to know. He reached back and broke the kiss so he could close his fingers around another man's cock for the first time. Daniil's hands came almost immediately to his rear, squeezing and feeling for the simple, pleasurable fact that he could. Artemy scooted back enough to be sitting on Daniil's thighs, hands braced on either hip so that his cock was right in front of him. Somehow it seemed even more naked than it could have been with the foreskin missing, but this hardly daunted Daniil, did it? He'd pushed himself up on his elbows and was watching Artemy with fascination. There was no fear of what his partner would do with the body stretched out underneath him, just unbridled confidence that what would come would be thrilling. Artemy knew exactly what it was that he wanted to do. He reached for the tin of grease Daniil had used earlier and scooped out a sizable enough glob of it to begin slicking it onto that cock. Heavy and thick in his fingers, he could feel the very pulse of him. "You're an ambitious one after all, aren't you?" Daniil breathed in wonder as Artemy shifted to line the tip of him up in the cleft of his ass once again. He was poised there above the blunt head of Daniil's hard prick. Slick, it smeared against the pucker of him. He knew it was mostly the grease they'd been so liberal to use, but the idea of Daniil being so eager for him that he was leaking before he was even buried inside thrilled him. Just by hitching his hips the right way, he could rub himself right up against that uncovered cockhead. "Just breathe through it," Daniil spoke, still trying somehow to come off like he was the one calling the shots here. But there was no disguising how eager, how needy he was for this to finally happen. "And look at me, look right, yes, right at me, just like that." "Ama tat, hush, hush for just a fucking moment," Artemy muttered, and heard just how that made Daniil's breath hitch and catch. The man had literally bit his tongue in response, like he was just as eager to hear the next word as he was for Artemy to finally take his cock. "It's my turn, remember?" On the exhale, he bore down. For a moment, there was resistance to the blunt thing he was trying to work inside his stubborn body, but his own tight muscles eventually eased and accepted him in. In that stretching, burning moment of intrusion, all he had to do was descend. His mouth had fallen open, taking in silent, measured breath to prove simply that he could take it without fuss or cry. Daniil was staring up at him in strained awe, lips parted and brow drawn up in tension. A hand came up to press against the lowest part of Artemy's gut, as if he could try to feel himself there pressing from the inside out. "Yes, yes, that's good," came the breathy praise. "Just hold still a moment. Hold, please." It was the first "please" Artemy had heard from him all night, and he nearly laughed when he realized it. In a moment of insane, ill-planned experimentation, he hitched his hips. Daniil swore and tried to hold them firmly still. "He's close. He's close." For the first time that night, Artemy was seized by a burst of unadulterated confidence. He had a chance to absolutely ruin him, didn't he? Couldn't he? He groped for those hands at his hips and pinned them up in the sheets above Daniil's head. Give me a reason to take pity on you. Artemy could see the silent fury exploding behind Daniil's eyes as he squeezed himself quite intentionally around that cock. You're stronger than you look, Daniil gasped, though he hardly sounded displeased with this. Oh, hell. Artemy experimented with a slow, careful sort of rocking, just a bare hitch of his hips, and a low noise escaped his nose as his body came to know this firm thing inside of him. A man inside of me. He'd been so focused just on the feeling, he hadn't realized when he'd closed his eyes. He opened them again and saw a much softer, intrigued sort of wonder in Daniil's pink face. He wasn't saying anything. Hell, he was barely breathing from what Artemy could tell. It was like he didn't want to miss a single moment of what he was seeing. Ah. Don't stop, Daniil whispered, shaking his head. Please. Please again. It was enough to embolden him a little bit more. He released Daniil to try and get a more upright angle by bracing hands on that bare chest. The pulse hammering away under its cage of flesh and bone was fast and eager, impulsive and ravenous as the man it belonged to. Did it also like to burn for fun? Artemy rolled his hips forward and back, feeling the slide of that prick in and out of him, muscles pushing it back out, only for him to rock it solidly back inside. Over and over until he couldn't stay silent. Each push back in forced a moan right back out. His own cock bobbed obscenely between them, hard still as it rubbed against Daniil's abdomen in soft rut. It wasn't left alone for long. Generous fingers slicked with more of that lubricant closed around it to give him something to fuck in turn. He reached back to brace himself on one of Daniil's thighs as his eyes fluttered shut and he just moved. He fucked himself onto that satisfyingly hard member, like he really was that sort of delightful plaything Daniil had been treating him like all night, and his only purpose was this. Oh fuck, oh hell, Artemy! No, when Artemy saw the look on Daniil's handsome face, he knew that he was more than that. He was better. Suddenly, Daniil's hand began to work him at a frantic, furious pace. He pushed himself upright with his only free hand, trying to fit his wet and open mouth against whatever pieces of Artemy he could reach. His shoulder, his chest, his neck, the hollow of his jaw, his open, moaning mouth. Daniil had been so very insistent in his pressing earlier, prompting him, "What is it that you want?" Artemy rode hard because he wanted this. He selfishly wanted more than he ever had before, and Daniil, in all his glorious generosity, gave. He came in thick, hot spurts buried deep inside of Artemy's eager body, allowing him everything he had to give. He'd cried out against the muscles of Artemy's neck, barely muffled. He scrambled to grasp at whatever he could of Artemy, yanking him back down to the mattress and still fisting his cock as he pulled him into a demanding kiss, working him until his willingly yielding body, too, finally gave all it could, coating Daniil's fingers. Just look at you. Daniil breathed when the kiss broke, crushing their foreheads together. I don't know quite where you came from, Artemy, son of a provincial doctor, but hell. The words he murmured then against Artemy's open mouth sounded like Latin again, but Artemy could hardly make them out, not like he understood them in the first place. They seemed right, though, breathless, pleased. Daniil's cock slipped free of him with little wriggling, and he rolled to the side of the single bed, barely room for them both. I didn't expect you to throw yourself into this with such enthusiasm, Daniil breathed, slinging a hand over Artemy's closest thigh just to hold it. Apologies in advance for any lingering ache. What a find you came to be, Artemy. Yes, well, Artemy panted, catching his breath as he stared up at the ceiling. Call me a newly enlightened man. It won him an honest, deep laugh, the sort that was unguarded and undignified, the kind reserved for the privacy of a friendship. Was that what this sort of arrangement could even be? Between sessions learning in the operating theater, study, practical assessments, whatever it was Daniil was so very focused on. This wasn't the first time he'd done this, after all. Or was this sort of thing how he'd surrounded himself with such happy friends? He couldn't follow that train of thought long before his chin was pulled to the side, and the madman had gone and stolen another kiss. Care to share another smoke before you go? He asked against Artemy's parted lips, hand already starting to quest over his bare chest. I find myself deeply curious if you can mount a counter-argument about the theories we covered. Another? Was that smart? Was this something that could be uncomplicated and easy? What is it that you want? Daniil's eyes seemed once more to prompt, enticing, unafraid. In the end, it hadn't taken all that much time to think at all. Artemy turned to the bedside table and grabbed the little book of matches and the spare carton of cigarettes. With one stuck between his teeth, he struck a match and lit.